the beginning, a telephone call was connected over a pair of wires between two callers. One call, one pair of wires. Today, so-called early adapters are making phone calls over the Internet, transmitting digitized audio on the same computer infrastructure they use for email or surfing the web. Ryan Narine follows business trends for the online magazine eWeek.com and has this prediction.
I expect maybe 5-7 years down the line, you'll be replacing your traditional telephone service with a VOIP service.
VOIP, which stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol, allows a user to place telephone calls using a high-speed internet connection instead of the phone company's wires. Ryan Narine says the market has great potential. Take a company like U.S.-based Vonage, which recently signed up its 500,000th subscriber.
They're the quote-unquote market leaders today, but there are about, I would say, 10 to 15 smaller Vonages out there signing up hundreds of thousands of subscribers.
eWeek.com writer Ryan Narine says the major attraction for business and home users is cost.
Lower cost per call, even free calls, especially for long distance. You know, lower infrastructure costs for businesses. On the consumer side, there's things like forwarding all your telephone calls straight to your cell phone, forward your voicemail to email. You can sit at work, have an email pop in with a link to a website to listen to your voicemail. There are all kinds of small, neat little advanced features that it offers.
Freelance writer John Cole first tried internet calling a decade ago when he had dial-up service, but dropped it because the quality was bad. A friend in Germany told him about Skype, a VOIP service which uses high-speed broadband internet connections and offers free calls among Skype subscribers. Now John, who works from his home in Washington, D.C., has a long list of friends and family who use Skype. Among them is his brother Brian, a computer analyst in Houston, Texas. On this day, John sends an instant computer message to see if Brian is awake and online.
He's saying good morning to us. I'll just tell him we're going to call him in a second. Now, in order to use this, you have to have a microphone and a speaker, which most people have these days. So you just call this contact. You hear the phone ringing. Hello, Brian.
Good morning.
What are you doing right now?
I have begun working here at Houston for the day.
All right.
So, Brian, how do you like this service?
This service has been very useful as an alternative to the traditional phone communications we've done in the past, and certainly economic.
And you like the idea of calling your brother for free, I bet.
I do.
Other VOIP systems allow you to use a conventional telephone plugged into an adapter. But VOIP, while improving, has its downsides. A power failure knocks out service, something that doesn't happen with conventional phones. VOIP users may not be able to make full use of emergency call services, and eWeek.com writer Ryan Narine says the service can also be a security risk.
The problem with that is that you leave that data open to hackers who have their own tools to sniff internet networks and eavesdrop on phone calls and steal voicemails. And when businesses start adopting VOIP, yeah, I mean, for competitive reasons, you don't want your voicemails and your voice data out there for any and everyone to pick up.
Other experts say the security risks are no greater than with conventional phone calls, which can be intercepted in other ways. But Ryan Narine says that until the industry can resolve these issues, internet phoning will likely remain an inexpensive long-distance service, supplementing, but not replacing, a traditional telephone line. I'm Roseanne Skirt.